South Africa's anti-apartheid leader and former President Nelson Mandela is again in hospital being treated for a recurrent lung infection. The 94-year-old Mandela was admitted to hospital on Saturday morning. His condition is reported as serious but stable. Mandela served as president from 1994 until 1999 after successfully negotiating an end to apartheid and a multiracial general election. He voluntarily handed over power at the end of his term as president, something the editor of South Africa's largest Catholic weekly newspaper, the Southern Cross, Gunter Zimmermacher, told Vatican Radio was significant not only for South Africa.
Well, as president, Mandela was mostly a figurehead rather than a ruling president. Mandela was, during that time, a figurehead of the transition, of the peaceful transition, of the reconciliation, of an optimistic outlook to the future, one that hasn't been entirely fulfilled. It was a very optimistic, a very heady time when South Africa thought that we are always going to remain the darling of nations. I think that the past 15 years have disabused South Africa of that notion. But nevertheless, Mandela's presidency certainly set a template for peaceful transition, not only for South Africa, but for other countries as well. And I think that much of the peaceful transition that has taken place in many countries in Africa were, at least to some extent, influenced by the example that was set by Nelson Mandela, including, of course, his very voluntary handing over of power to a successor, which in the 1990s, it was not a given in Africa that would happen.